It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, it's Josh. Hello. Going to tell you about Aqueduct Plumbing Company, 281-488-6238, aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They are at your disposal. Wonderful people for all your plumbing needs in the Houston area. Billy, Mary, everyone. They get great reviews. They do great work. They just kick ass. So reach out to them if you need anything done with your plumbing, all right? 281-488-6238, aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They're at your disposal. I don't know where to go, really, with this LeBron stuff from today. Like, this isn't what I want to do. Like, I don't want to talk about LeBron. Like, basically, I have a beast inside of me that I have to keep quelled. Like, I have a few really terrible addictions, and I have a beast inside of me that I have to try to keep at bay. Like with gambling, I gamble way too much. As I've told you guys on this podcast this year, if you count the money I've withdrawn from my gambling accounts, put back in, I've gambled away $50,000-$60,000. And if you count whatever, well, it's not totally $60,000, but that's how much I've actually deposited into DraftKings. I want to say it's like $45,000 or $50,000. Again, that's money that I've withdrawn and just put back in. So it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of, like, you know, a net loss of like $20,000, something like that. I'm stupid when it comes to that. It's just this addiction that I have. Like, I have a problem with it to a degree. There's just a beast inside of me that once I get going, I just keep going. That's just how I am, right? There's a beast. Now, if someone just said, hey, don't do it anymore, I probably wouldn't do it anymore. That's just kind of how I operate. But there's a beast inside of me when it comes to that, and I feel like I'm compelled to just, you know, once I put in $50 and lose that, well, I got to make up that $50. Then I lose that. That's just kind of how I am. It is hard for me to just say no, accept the loss, play again tomorrow. That's how I am. It's kind of the same way with social media, although it's become a lot easier to not deal with social media. But I do use Twitter when I am doing the show because that's how I, you know, find what's trending and it's better. Basically, I learned that it was hard to do a radio show without having some idea about what's going on social media, right? So that's the time I'm on. I'm very rarely on it at home. I don't even have Twitter on my phone. I have to go through a long process to even get to Twitter on my phone. I've hidden the app, I guess, somehow. So I have to hit the apps. I have to re-download. It's a whole thing. So if I really want to invest in it, it takes time, and I don't really want to. But I have this weird, like, addiction where the second I start seeing stupid people, I feel compelled to fight with them. Now, the good news is I have been able, for the most part, to keep that in check here recently, and I am much happier for it. Let me give you an example of today where I found a difficult spot, right? You know, we people talk about where they have some sort of addiction or some sort of problem, and then they have these moments where there's this extra pressure, and it's tough, and you got to get yourself out of these sketchy situations. Like, if you're an alcoholic, you probably don't want to go to a bar. You think you can hang out with your buddies, and you think you can control it while you're at the bar, but you go to the bar, and people start drinking, and you tell yourself, hey, I'll just have one. I can control it. Then before you know it, you're shitting in the bathtub, and it's a whole deal, right? So I don't know why I just automatically went to, hey, you're hammered, just shit in the bathtub, but whatever. Point being that you get into a spot where it goes from, hey, I think I can just have one, to I've had 17 and now I'm fucked, right? And that's how I am with social media, and that's why if I respond to one, I will respond to everybody, and it will become a fucking nightmare, and then my day will be consumed by it, and that's why I'm getting out of it. But I want to share it with you guys because I want you to kind of know what's going on in my world. So I saw this LeBron audio, or listened to the audio, I saw the video, of LeBron being the typical race-baiting moron that LeBron is. I think LeBron's a very—I don't know. Is LeBron smart, Or is LeBron just a very deceitful, misleading, evil monster, which could be true? Like, that gives him way too much credit. He may just be stupid, right? Giving him credit would be to say that he's an evil mastermind that's manipulating people for his gain. And maybe he is. Maybe over the course of his life, he's gotten smart, and he is. I don't know. Either way, I think it's pretty awful. It's just varying levels of awful. If you're just stupid, you're stupid. If you're an evil, manipulating mastermind that's dividing people, you're a real piece of shit. But whatever. What are you going to do? Now, anywho, so LeBron went on a diatribe after last night's game, wanting to know why more people aren't asking him about Jerry Jones being a racist that was at the site of a civil rights protest back in the 50s. Why he's not being asked about that, but why he's asked about Kyrie and why his black brothers get treated differently by the media, and why is the same energy not there from the media people as it relates to the white people doing bad things, which, by the way, on the surface, is a completely asinine bullshit point. White dude quotes a rap lyric and he's done for the rest of his life. White media guy says that Russ Westbrook's out of his cotton picking mind, he'll never work again. White guy says white lives matter. No chance to ever be a play-by-play announcer again. It becomes a federal case. Don Imus says nappy-headed hoes, and Don Imus loses his gig and it's the number one story for weeks at a time, right? Like, give me a fucking break. Stop with the bullshit. Don't be intellectually dishonest with me and say, well, you know, when white people do bad things, you guys don't make a big deal out of it. When our people do it, it's the biggest story. That's fucking bullshit, and you know it's fucking bullshit. So I'll check that one off on the he's not stupid, he's a lying sack of shit category, right? But he talked about this last night, and it was about Kyrie as he was defending Kyrie Irving's right to be an anti-Semite. He decided to continue to make it racial and say, why don't you guys keep the same energy for the Jerry Jones thing? And if the media had any balls, they'd go back at LeBron and say, oh, really? So you dumped the Dallas Cowboys because you don't like Jerry Jones and how they kneel for the flag, but you pledged your allegiance to the Browns, who have a guy that jerked off on 30 women, who, by the way, did not want to be jerked off on. Why don't you keep the same hateful energy for that? But nobody will, because they're cunty cuntersons and they have no balls whatsoever. But LeBron up at the podium last night talking about this, and people all scared of LeBron. And I listen to LeBron and the way he handles things, and I think that more so than anything, LeBron is an evil manipulator of people. And I watched that and I commented on it. I didn't even comment on LeBron. What I commented on was just the picture thing again, because it's back in the news again. The story is, hey, why are you, basically the story is Jerry Jones, he's back in it. By the way, you talk about people saying that, oh, when black guys do something, it's news for weeks. This Jerry Jones thing, which has no business being a story, it's a bullshit story. But of course, it's become multiple weeks long, and now you got First Take saying that he needs to denounce racism. It's all fucking stupid. It's absurd. And I know I'm rambling, I get that, but it's hard for me to really fully put into words in a structure of any sort how ridiculous this is, because something new will come to my mind and I'll just want to ramble and rant about it because it is so fucking asinine and disingenuous and fraudulent and terrible. So here's what I tweeted. I tweeted my biggest issue with the Jerry Jones picture backlash. Not the issue with the picture. Not the issue with the fact that there was a civil rights movement. My biggest issue with the Jerry Jones backlash. That is specific. Why is Jerry Jones being criticized? It is stupid. To which, yeah, the people are criticizing because, oh, he's at a rally. Okay, he's at his fucking school. Doesn't matter. Okay, again, I'm rambling. I'm out of order. Breathe for a second, Josh, and then let's jump back in. All right, woosah. Woosah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right. My biggest issue with the Jerry Jones picture backlash is that he doesn't even look like he's remotely engaged in anything in the pic. So as to say, he didn't attend a rally to try to stop black kids from going to school. He looks like a curious fucking 15-year-old kid standing there like, hey, what the hell's going on? But of course, and this is one person, this is why I'm not overly enraged over it, but the fact that someone could be either this stupid or this dishonest intellectually annoys me to the point that I wanted to respond, but I didn't, and that's where I think I've made progress in life. But this person, who obviously was just Googling Jerry Jones or something, I guess mine pops up because I'm what you would call verified for now until I decide not to spend $20 on being verified. So your biggest issue with a mob stopping black children from attending school is how an old white man feels about it? Okay. That comment is so stupid that it has to be fake, right? I don't know how anybody with a brain could take what I said, which was my biggest issue with Jerry Jones' picture backlash, is that he doesn't even look like he's remotely engaged in anything in the pic. As if to say he's not there with pitchforks and fire and brimstone trying to keep black kids out of Little Rock Central High School. He's just a doof standing there like a bunch of people are. There's a dude with a camera. There's a dude with a video camera. I don't think you'd call him a video camera back then. But he had his camera. He had his all that. He had his movie-making camera. And another guy had just a handheld camera for taking photos. All that. And what you gleaned from my commentary on that is that your biggest issue is the mob stopping black children from... Dude, you're talking about a story that's 65 fucking years old. It happened. It's over. I'm not making a grand statement about whether or not black kids should be at Little Rock Central High School, you fucking imbecile. And that's where I struggle. Let's talk here. Let's talk. I'm glad that we do this. It's kind of cathartic, right? Here's my thing. This is where I struggle. I struggle with whether or not people are just fucking morons, which I believe a lot of people are, and they have been manipulated by the smarter, the stronger of them, the smarter and stronger of the morons on social media, the people that are influencers, the people, you know, like cult leaders, which is all these are, by the way, the Jim Joneses of the world, right? The people there's very little difference between Charles Manson and these cult leaders on social media who are able to make you go right wing, left wing, hate white people, hate black people, hate Asian people, being anti-Semite. There really isn't a huge difference between these people and a Charles Manson or any other cult leader. They have an ability to go after stupid people who can't think for themselves and convince stupid people who can't think for themselves to think like them. And then they've got a little army of stupid people. And when I see this person, Fairmont Fats, who says your biggest issue with a mob stopping black children from attending school is how an old white man feels about it. Okay, that is so stupid and so misguided that it can't be real. But then I say to myself, Josh, it is, because as you just said, Josh, as you so eloquently put it and pointed out, that these people are so powerful and have such a grand, great ability to manipulate and mind fuck stupid people who are just desperate to be part of something, that maybe they do believe this and they turn everything into race or sex or sexual preference or whatever. And this is kind of all they have. This is their lives. They have no friends or family or anything that's meaningful in their lives. They work a dead-end job they don't like. Maybe they don't work a job at all. Maybe the extent of a job is running their fantasy team or their Madden team, and this makes them feel like they are part of something. So they just follow the lead of evil manipulators like LeBron. I'm past the point of thinking LeBron is stupid. I don't think he's stupid. I think LeBron is an evil manipulator of people who is doing things to get what he wants in the world, to gain the power that he wants in the world. Because I don't believe a guy that's played in the NBA for 20 years, a guy that seems to be a pretty solid businessman, and by that I mean he just steals ideas that have already happened and claims them as his own, but he's a pretty solid businessman. Seems very smart. I do not believe that a stupid person would be able to dominate these people the way he does. A stupid, like, his comments last night were so stupid that they had to be fake. Like, sometimes you see something that's so moronic and you go, that's not real because that is bullshit. Because that is so dumb that no person, like nobody is truly that dumb. The only people that are that dumb are the followers of these very smart people who feed them dumb shit. But when I heard LeBron last night talking about how keep that same energy with Kyrie and why black people don't get that, why when black people do something wrong, it's all over the news for days when black people do that, but when white people, it goes away. Well, let's just look at the two situations we're talking about here for one. One, you've got Kyrie Irving, who's a fucking lunatic, fucking conspiracy theorist guy, who's, I think, at times deliberately wacko, right? And he has the right to do that. He shouldn't be banned from playing basketball or anything. He has a right to be a moron. I just think he's a fucking flake and a moron. Okay, fine. But this is a guy who espouses views that might be viewed as anti-Semitic. What is an anti-Semitic view? It means you fucking hate the Jews. It means you hate a group of people. You can look at Jerry Jones and say, well, Jerry Jones is an old white man, so by proxy, he must be some racist. Jerry Jones, who's an old white man now who owns a football team and doesn't want his players kneeling for the anthem, he's a Republican. This Jerry Jones... There's a picture of him at a rally in 1957, a desegregation, or trying to keep kids from coming to the white school. He must be racist for this, right? You can do whatever you want, but there's nothing inherently racist or incriminating about the photo of a guy being at a school where he attends school. There's nothing. That's the difference, fuckboy. That's the difference. The difference is that one guy is literally out there saying dumb shit and liking tweets about shit that's considered anti-Semitic. You know, doesn't like a group of people based on their race, religion, whatever. Racist shit. Jerry Jones' biggest crime is that he's an old fucking white man. That's his crime. So they're not comparable. And you know they're not comparable. And you know you're a fraud. And you know you're full of shit, but you're doing it to keep brainwashing these people to gain power. And the real losers in this, like LeBron's never going to lose in this. LeBron's never going to lose his money. LeBron's fine. But you get these dumb people who follow him and live their lives for what this fucking guy says. They're the stupid people. Like Fairmont Fats on Twitter, who is either, I don't think he's a smart guy who's, you know, just purposely being dumb. He's fucking stupid. He's a fucking moronic follower of people like LeBron who espouses all these, by the way, racist, bullshit, divisive views to continue being in power. And that's how it's always been. You find people who are smarter than the masses and they brainwash the masses, and that's how you get elected. That's how you become powerful. LeBron is a cult leader, and people like LeBron are cult leaders on the same level as a fucking Charles Manson or name your cult leader. That's what he is. He's not stupid. He's an evil manipulator, and he's doing it for power. And it's gross. Because there is no there's no comparison between Kyrie Irving and Jerry Jones. Like, they're not even remotely comparable at all. Except, well, there's a guy that's black and a guy that's white, and the white guys are going to say the white guy didn't do anything wrong. The black guy's going to say the black guy needs to be treated better, whatever. It is wild. It is the Wild West out there, and you've got smart people who are deliberately misleading dumb people, and that's what social media is. But I can say I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of myself because I did not respond to Fairmont Fats, because I'm not going to play the fucking game with these people. I'm not going to deal with them because I don't need to deal with them. I've got other things going on. My dog has pancreatitis. I got to figure out what fucking food to feed him. Got a new contract I'm working on for my job in Nashville. I got shit to do. When I leave this radio station in a few minutes after I record this podcast, I'm fucking done with these people for the rest of the day. And I feel great knowing that I'm like that now and that I don't need to deal with this shit. A lot of evil out there, man. Just like, think for yourself. You don't need to listen to someone to tell you how to think, feel, whatever. And don't engage with people. Just chill. Lay back and let these dumb people fight each other because they're fucking stupid. But just lay back, man. Like, it's getting to the point that it's so dumb. Eventually, the pendulum is going to swing the other way and people are going to go, this is fucking dumb. This is stupid. This has to end at some point. Maybe not tomorrow, but at some point it will. At some point, people are just going to get sick of it. Everything's cyclical. At some point, there will be a return. And the return will be, you know, we'll have like shock jock radio and Jerry Springer will be popular type of shit again. It's cyclical. But you just got to ride it out. We got to ride the thing out and try not to get yourself fired and stop and don't take the bait from stupid people. Like, I'm commenting on LeBron. Like, I thought about tweeting about it other than, you know, what I did tweet. I thought about it. But what was the point? There was no benefit. There was no great thing I could accomplish. All you're going to get is more morons that are either stupid or deliberately false and go after me for everything. So what's the point? I tweeted one thing. I showed that I exist. And that is that. All right. Thank you. Appreciate you.